The practice of Yoga Nidra unfolds in stages. The first stage consists of moving awareness from part to part in the physical body, called body rotation. The next stage is usually based on breath awareness, taking our awareness to observe the breath, which is a subtler part of us. Then we move to an even subtler level with meditations on sensations, feelings, and emotions, which begin to work directly with the mind. We're asked to feel warm, cold, heavy, light, as well as pleasant and unpleasant feelings. And the last stage is often a form of visualization. However, the order can be adjusted according to the purpose of the practice so that feeling meditations can come straight after body rotation if feeling is the main focus of the practice. And this might occur when we really want to develop the skill of creating and destroying feelings so that we have more choices over which feelings we have. Because emotional feelings have such a powerful impact on us, the ability to remain grounded, aware and centered while facing challenging situations requires practice. It is best to start this process by meditating on contrasting sensations, both pleasant and unpleasant, and then moving on to pleasant and unpleasant emotions. The systematic exploration of contrasting physical sensations, such as hot and cold, and heavy and light, and contrasting emotions in Yoga Nidra, serves several important purposes in promoting relaxation and emotional well-being. Meditation on physical sensations, we develop greater body awareness and we learn to observe sensations without becoming attached or reacting toward them. And this practice helps create distance between the experiencing self and physical sensations, teaching the mind that all feelings are temporary and can be witnessed without judgment. When we talk about meditation on emotions, we're talking about the deliberate movement between pleasant and unpleasant emotions or feelings, and this also helps release physical and emotional tension stored in the body, because we're learning to safely experience the full spectrum of feelings without being overwhelmed. Additionally, this structured awareness of physical polarities helps to balance the autonomic nervous system, and the confidence gained from the conscious exploration of various sensations and emotions engages the relaxation response, while simultaneously training the mind to remain grounded, centered, present, and stable amidst changing experiences, fostering emotional regulation and resilience. The key is to practice observation without involvement and attachment. When we learn to observe sensations and emotions as a witness, we're developing what's called witness consciousness, the ability to remain as an objective observer of phenomena, often referred to as the observer mind. Here is an example of a first step in this process using visualization. We might be instructed to imagine that we are watching clouds pass across the sky. We see the clouds clearly, however, we're instructed not to hold onto or push away any particular cloud. Similarly, when experiencing a sensation like warmth spreading through the body or a feeling of heaviness, we learn to notice these sensations and experiences with clarity while maintaining some kind of distance. The skill naturally transfers to daily life, helping us to observe difficult emotions or physical discomfort without being consumed and destabilized by them. The deliberate movement between pleasant and unpleasant sensations and emotions serves as a gentle exposure therapy, when we consciously invite awareness of past experiences that caused us to worry or feel anxiety, and then we shift to rest, comfort, and safety, we are teaching our nervous system that we can safely experience discomfort, that all feelings are temporary, and that we have the capacity to move our attention at will. And this rhythmic oscillation helps release the habit of resistance to unpleasant experiences while also preventing over-attachment to pleasant ones. This practice builds emotional regulation through several mechanisms. It increases our window of tolerance, the range of emotional and sensory experiences we can handle without becoming overwhelmed. It strengthens the neural pathways between our sensing body and our regulatory centers in the brain. It teaches us that we can remain steady even when our internal experience fluctuates. And it develops our capacity to pause between stimulus and response. The result is greater emotional flexibility, like a tree that can bend in strong winds without breaking. When challenging situations arise in life, we can draw upon this embodied experience of remaining centered amidst changing sensations, responding thoughtfully rather than reacting automatically. And here are some examples of how or when to practice this to optimize various life situations. For example, at work, if you're facing a difficult meeting or presentation, being able to remain a detached witness helps us to notice physical symptoms of anxiety, such as a racing heart or a tight chest, without becoming overwhelmed by them. And just as we learn to observe sensations in yoga nidra, we can also bring this into the workplace to acknowledge workplace stress while maintaining relaxation, composure, and clarity of thought by remembering the state of relaxation that we developed in yoga nidra. In heated discussions with family or partners, the ability to move between pleasant and unpleasant sensations is extremely valuable. If we notice anger rising, we know from experience that we can manage our emotions. We can also add other yoga tantra techniques to support emotional regulation, such as directing our attention to our feet on the ground or our breath. And these are ways of staying grounded. They amplify the effect of relaxation gained in yoga nidra. And none of this means suppressing emotion. Instead, it means maintaining our emotional balance while we experience challenging and difficult emotions. And this is how we respond to a situation rather than reacting automatically. When we're dealing with chronic pain or illness or some kind of temporary discomfort, the practice of relaxation and being able to observe various emotional and feeling states helps us to relate to the sensations in the body and the emotions they produce from a different point of view. Instead of immediately resisting pain, we begin to observe it with the same neutral awareness that we cultivated in yoga nidra, reducing the additional suffering that comes from mental resistance. And of course, this is a form of mindfulness. And during periods of major life change, of transition, job changes, moves, endings of relationships, the resilience developed through practicing observing challenging sensations and challenging emotions helps us to deal with the situations. And these are crucial life skills. We've learned that no sensation is permanent, that no emotion is permanent, and that helps us to trust that difficult periods will pass, and we're less likely to become trapped and entangled in the negative emotion or feeling. We also need to understand that clinging too tightly to pleasant and comfortable situations is not helpful. One of the results of this practice is that we're actually able to create and destroy a feeling or an emotion. We create the feeling, and then when we don't want to have it, we begin to focus on its opposite. This is another very powerful technique that's useful for helping to manage the stresses of life.